It is AFM.
Not necessarily the news.
Gather round.
Sound the bells.
Gather round.
Here's the good news.
And welcome to this, your Wednesday midweek installment of Not Necessarily the News, everybody.
Not Necessarily the News.
That's right.
She knows.
It's basically the stories about all the cool people out there. This is where the celebrity stuff happens, you know, right there. And this is where we sound hip.
6, 7.
That's about how many.
They know.
It's about how many stories we have right here.
Let's
welcome
start
our,
right out.
Thank you.
Hey, what happened?
Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers out there. We've alluded to this yesterday, and now Kroger is the latest big named company to say, hey, we don't have any pennies to make change for you folks anymore. So, obviously, the U.S. Mint earlier in the year and all of that said no mas to making the penny. And now, these are the, I guess this is the growing pains of them phasing out people. They're actually rounding, this is the practice now, rounding down to the nearest 5.
So, is that legal?
I don't know. Well, technically, depending on the state, and most of them, and I honestly offhand do not know Texas, they don't have to accept. It's not a national law, like coin currency, if they don't want to as a business. They don't.
I'm but, writing my congressman.
Right. No, there you go.
As soon as I get home.
All right. Well.
Maybe soon.
There's a proposition for you, no doubt, somewhere. Save your pennies, everybody. Start mounting them on the wall.
David Beckham, much That's more me. Than just a soccer star,
yeah.
A husband to Victoria Beckham, and a sometime underwear model.
Why is Christmas music playing?
Now, I don't know.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Hi. So, yeah, he's now British royalty.
Oh, there we go. There's
he was knighted by King Charles yesterday at Windsor Castle.
Right.
Said his sports win, well, those made him a very lucky man, but the new honor is beyond anything that he'd ever thought he'd receive. He became Sir David for his services to sports and charity as an ambassador for the King's Foundation, and really, like, spent some quality time bonding with old Chuck over beekeeping tips. So apparently they're freelance beekeepers, as you do.
I'm always mystified of the British who consider fun.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Or rich people hobbies.
Do British have Facebook?
I don't know. How's that pickleball going?
I'm firmly convinced now, Tom Brady's creepy. I mean, you know, he's the best quarterback and football player probably, definitely of all time. He's getting better as a pro, but he's creepy. And this secures it, that he tells People Magazine, because they oddly ask, he says his current puppy, a new puppy named Junie, is a cloned version of his beloved late dog, Lua. And this sounds like he's starting into an infomercial. He says, a few years ago, Tom Brady says, I worked with Colossal Biosciences.
Oh no.
Leveraged their non-invasive cloning technology. Simple blood draw of the elderly dog, Lua, before she passed. And now all of that is together. He also points out, Tom Brady, I'm excited how Colossal and Viagen's tech together can both. So this is weird. And there's money behind this, and I think it's Tom Brady. This is the company that brought back the dire wolves in Dallas. They're working on the woolly mammoth, they say, well, next year, 2026. That doesn't sound right at all for a lot of reasons.
Where are they going to put it?
And yesterday, this is all in the same announcement that Colossal Biosciences has acquired Viagen, the leader in animal cloning.
Mm.
So, I saw Pet Sematary. I know how this goes, and it's not okay. We're not. But now Tom Brady's even creepier.
Mm-hmm.
And that story.
It really didn't take much, but here we are.
Watch, we're going to end up with 6 Tom Brady's out of this.
No, oh, Lord. Okay, it is Love Your
Cowboys
Ginger Day.
Cowboys could get one. That would be nice.
Or something. We'll take Reba, too. Yeah. She's on the front lines and one of our favorite blushing brides. So when is she going to tie the knot with Rex Lynn? Well, this is going to shock you.
Yeah.
She's not giving us a date, KB.
Oh,
isn't that the rudest thing you've ever heard in your entire life?
Oh,
yeah.
That's a little excessive.
But did give us a little hint about what to expect at the nuptials.
So it'll be a lot of fun. It's going to be a non-traditional wedding because that's Rex and me. I mean, we like comfort. We love friends. We love food. and it'll be fun.
It's going to be good food. I know that.
Heck yeah.
He's doing the chicken dance. That's what that
simple.
Means.
Keeping it simple. Yeah. Scale it down right there. Watch, we're gonna set the date. We're gonna announce the date, and then Taylor Swift and Reba are both gonna get married on that date. And it's just
but then they wouldn't be there, so they can't do that.
Butterball. Soon as November started, Halloween was over. Launched up the Butterball Hotline.
Uh oh.
Yep. And they announced their annual Butterball Thanksgiving report. As we've all heard that Thanksgiving food prices, of course, way up this year and stuff like that. And that is affecting, they said, Butterball found the average Thanksgiving now will have 9 people at it. That's down from 10 last year.
Oh. Where did that person go?
So who's the one that's not getting invited this year?
Number 9. Okay.
Maybe it's Tom Brady.
You know what? I think we need Christmas music now.
Pop quiz.
Yeah.
Who has started their Christmas shopping?
Hey. No, what?
And who's going to wrap all this business? Mm. Well, Cinnabon is here to help. I can, smell this through the speakers. Mm. They've got a brand new pink and teal wrapping paper that's decorated with all their sweets and fun stuff and smells like the Cinnabon rolls.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Can you imagine that? I know.
But if you have pets, that ain't going to last through the night.
Yeah.
The corgis would have that taken down by the evening.
It will set you back $8.99 if you're looking for something even more festive, believe it or not. The costume Will Ferrell wore in Elf is going up for auction. That's expected to fetch over $250,000.
That's fantastic right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd much rather have Ed Sheeran on a shelf. The TV show Nobody Wants This has been renewed for a third season. And then Sydney Sweeney finally commented on her American Eagle jeans ad campaign over the summer that just went viral and went insane.
That her good jeans?
Sydney Sweeney says, quote, "The reaction definitely was a surprise, but I love jeans. All I wear are jeans. I'm literally in jeans and a t-shirt every day of my life," end quote, says Sydney Sweeney. Except last week.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.
Well, maybe.